Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This Thursday kicks off 3 days of excitement as the Duluth Art Institute wraps up their year-long discussion series, Design Duluth, with a panel discussion at the Duluth Underground on Thursday at 7 p.m. with Karen Sunderman, Annie Dugan, Blake Thomas, and more. There is also an exhibit and opening reception for graphic designers in Duluth who will be showing their work and have it for sale at a pop-up shop open through Saturday. I spoke with local graphic designer and illustrator Jordan Sundberg, whose work is in the show. How fun to be selected to be part of this show.
Yeah, I feel really honored and really grateful. Yeah, and really proud of Duluth. We, despite being a smallish city, we have some really cool style and people creating really wonderful art, and I feel super grateful that I get to be part of that too.
It really is a wide variety of graphic designers. Talk about what is your vein? More digital media or paper?
So most of my work ends up being digital. I make it a discipline to always start on paper in sketches and thoughts and ideas and drawings and ripped up pieces of paper and textures. But eventually it ends up in the computer and with different layers and more textures and lines and drawings all placed together and comes together in prints and marketing pieces and logos and posters that ends up getting printed by a printer.
Talk about some of the subject matters of your favorite works.
I've actually really loved making Duluth the subject of my work. I've lived in Duluth as an adult for the past 12 years. And at first, I was kind of itching to like get out of here. I grew up in the area and I thought it would be cooler to live somewhere else. But over time, I've really fallen in love with Duluth, the physical place of it, the people, even the spirit and the heart of what's happening in our community. And I feel like every time I drive through the city, I see something beautiful, whether it's just like a snippet, a part of a hillside, or a group of trees, or a certain park in town. And so I've begun seeing these things and just feeling this urge in me to recreate it in a different way through illustration. Yeah, Duluth has been a focus.
I love some of the pieces I've seen of yours, like the ski hill at Chester Park, that just say, this is home.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky, aren't we? Like every little corner and turn you take, there's like a different beautiful spot that we're allowed to walk all over, and we have access to so many wonderful things here.
What from your work will be in the pop-up shop as part of the exhibit as kind of this design series wraps up at the Institute?
I will have a few framed prints in the exhibit of a few of my favorite places in Duluth, and then all of my prints and cards will be in the shop for sale as well. So there's a print of Portland Square down on 4th Street. There's an illustration of Goat Hill. There's a little snippet of a Nordic ski race that happens at Marshall every year that I got to illustrate. Different images like that and cards as well.
What's the name of your design company and how did you name it?
Yeah, good question. It's called Tin Cup Design. When I came up with that, the idea was like two tin cans and a string as a way to communicate, because design and art is such a strong way to communicate. But it's morphed into really the idea of almost like a beggar on the street with a tin cup. And creativity is so mysterious and tricky. You can't quite put your finger on it. And it feels like to me that I'm sometimes this beggar with a tin cup, and these ideas will pop in there like a coin falling into a cup. And I like don't know where it comes from all the time. I don't like it wasn't mine to begin with, but these thoughts drop in, and then from that I get the privilege of creating and getting to make things that I love to make.
Tin Cup Design's Jordan Sundberg will have her work on display and for sale at the Duluth Art Institute through Saturday, with the Design Duluth pop-up shop open Thursday through Saturday, May 14th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Ian Ducharme and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on our homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.